Yeah, okay. So we're talking last time about Chachma. About Chachma. They asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. They asked him about how to acquire Chachma. So we mentioned that a person can spend his life pursuing Chachma and yet not really become a Chachma, because he consumes his time in the Otzros HaChachma, but the quality, that elusive quality of a Chacham, that is a certain quality of the soul, he never attains. He has a tremendous amount of knowledge, but he doesn't attain that insight. The Chachma is a certain Chachma. Really, could probably best be described as a certain attitude of the soul, certain attitude of the mind of the soul. So the Gemara says, what should a person do? So the Gemara says that he should be mabe, be yeshiva. He should spend time learning. And the Gemara says a lot of people do that, didn't get anywhere. The Gemara says no, it's follow misha Chachma Shalom. Okay. So the Gemara says, so what do you need the first advice for? So the Gemara says, because one without the other is not going to work. Just being misfollowed is not going to get anywhere. So we explained that the idea of the Chacham is, the idea of a Chacham is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him Chachma because he's an Ohov. And Ohov is Lefnei Hashem. He's Lefnei Hashem. So of course, if somebody asked me a question, he said, but there were many Chacham we see that didn't follow this formula. Didn't follow this formula. I mean, you had great chachamim. I mean, Freud had great insight into the human mind. I mean, Einstein is in the world of physics. I mean, and great chachamim that the people that became great, and they weren't mispal. And they weren't mispal. So what's the answer? So what's the answer? Sakam the Gemara says that this is the formula. Yeah, you can't. I mean, and a person like Freud had tremendous insight into the world of the mind, unbelievable insight, and certainly tremendous chachma. But in other ways, he wasn't truly a chachma in the Derech HaChaim. That's true. But if you look at a person like Einstein, you see tremendous chachma in the Derech HaChaim as well, in his Derech HaChaim, and many things that the way he lived, he shunned the taivas. He only had like a sweatshirt, and I mean, his mamayat and all the tanugei olam. I mean, he just pursued chachma, one jacket, one coat. I mean, he perceived the real the by himself on his own. I mean, he perceived the derech of chachma. He was mechaven to many chazal and a lot of things personal life that he mentions. Mechaven to many things that chazal say, amazingly. So you see, the man is a chacham. Can't say he's not a chacham. Great chacham. He wasn't a spal. So what's the answer? But Einstein was not a spal. That I guarantee you. Einstein was definitely not a spal. There's no question about it. He was not a spal. The answer is very simple. Now, the answer is the Gemara is talking about advice and how to attain something. It doesn't mean that is the only way and the only one that God gives chachma to. That's we can't answer such a question. You see, in other words, you can't look at people and say this guy wasn't mispal. How come he's a chacham? That's Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a person tzelem alekim. And the people attain chachma, whether it's other qualities or Kadosh Baruch Hu wills that it's his will that they should have chachma. That's God's judgment. We can't answer such a question. The Gemara can just answer the advice on how to attain it. What advice? It's two different things. In other words, advice on how to attain something is not the same thing as saying the only ones that do this have it. So that's the Chazal not saying that. I mean, why certain individuals like Chachma weren't mispalim? He was not saying that's not possible. That's a separate, we don't understand why that is. I mean, there could be other reasons. It has nothing to do with advice. See, advice is what's the intelligent way to go about something. Like if a person will ask business advice. So they say, this is the intelligent way to go about it. Doesn't mean that people that didn't take that advice never became wealthy. A lot of reasons. I say. So it's two different courses. Advice is a totally different format, you see, than studying and studying the causes of every single cause as to the attainment of that area. That's a completely different thing. That Chazal never went into. I mean, that's a Chachmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't penetrate that area. But at the same time, there is advice on how to attain it. That's the answer. Two different things. Two completely different things. Yeah.
Unless you're saying that in order to attain Chachma, I'm still saying that's the case, but you're saying that you can have a Shkafu and have a method besides...
No. I'm saying in advice, that's the method. It doesn't mean that that's the only cause of a Chachma. It doesn't mean that. That's not what Chazal was saying. Advice is what's the rational way to go about something. That's what Chazal are answering. They're not explaining, they're not saying this is the only cause. That's a different thing. What the causes are, the other causes. We don't know. Maybe the other causes. It doesn't mean it's only through a person that's an ohov lifnei hamakom. The Gemara says yesh chachma b'musolam tamim. So apparently there is chachma there. So they do have chacham. So the b'musolam have chacham. Doesn't Chazal not say that's a totally different area, totally different phenomenon than advice in how to attain something? It's a completely different thing. Okay, is it clear? Okay. All right. That's an important thing to remember when you study Chazal. That doesn't mean that's the only cause. Yes, of course, Hashgacha is a source of Chachma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Hashem Yitein Chachma. It doesn't mean that if a person that's the only person that has Chachma. That's a different, completely different question. Okay, that Gemara is enough. Now the Gemara says yes. Interesting. Next thing they asked Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya was Mayasa Odom V'Yisasha. What should a person do? This is the people of Alexandria. So they asked Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya a series of questions. So some of them, three of them were in Derech Eretz. This is the area of Derech Eretz. So they said, Mayasa Odom V'Yisasha. What should a person do to become wealthy? Amar Lohen, so he said to them, Yarbe Beschara, V'Yisovit in Bemona. It means that he should do a lot of business, and he should be very honest in his business. So the honesty over here in the business is not because of the advice they're giving is not advice in terms of midos, you know, in terms of perfection, because the advice is in terms of wealth. So it has nothing to do with right or wrong. It's a completely different area. So what they were saying was, what Shimon Chanan was saying is that if a person is honest, in the long run, he will be tremendously more successful. In the short run, the dishonest person makes out much better. But in the long run, if a person really wants true ashiras, means wealth that really stands by him and that is ever increasing, so his name is the most important thing. And the person doesn't realize how much he loses by his bad name, and he doesn't realize how much he gains by the good name, because it's something he can't see. A good name, this person said this, and that person said that, and it comes back to him, and he can't, it's something that that is not in the scope of his vision, but it's the most powerful force, and it's something that builds and grows behind the scenes, and ultimately, it leads to great success. That's what Chazal is saying. That's my interesting. It's Machlokes. The Gemara says to take out Yarba B'Schara. Our Gemara has Yarba B'Schara V'Yisu Yitin B'Muna. So the Gemara says take out Yarba B'Schara. You see, I don't know why, but I don't know why he says that. He's not saying it. The Gemara is not saying it because it's not good to be marba b'schara. That's a separate question. That's a separate thing. I mean, we're talking about now what a person should do to become wealthy. So, of course, the Gemara says to learn, A person should be mamayit b'shchara. But at the same time, I mean, to be marba, why does it, to be marba b'shchara would seem to be the rational thing, would seem to be the rational thing. I mean, why does the Gemara take it out? I don't know why. I mean, on the surface, we'd say that that's the rational thing. The rational way to become wealthy would be to do a lot, increase your business and increase your volume, increase your involvement, and be honest. But the Gemara says to take out Yad B'Shchara. Yeah, so why is the question? I mean, it would seem on the surface it's not logical, because if you're talking about simply the idea of money making, it would seem the more involved the person is, the better off he is in terms of making money. Yes.
I mean,
okay, it could be, but it would seem that the more you do, the more success. I mean, yeah, put in more time. That would seem to be the good advice. Yeah. So I at this point, I mean, it seems difficult. Why the Gemara said take it out? It's not logical.
Does the Gemara mean that you reduce your time
involved? He doesn't say no. He just says they gave one piece of advice. Yisuv mamona. Be honest. Be honest. It's painful. You think you're suffering losses, but it's not really a loss. To be honest, you suffer losses, but the losses ultimately will be gains. Ultimately, okay. Yeah.
What it really means is that in terms of obtaining a shiras, the person has to evaluate the situation, and sometimes time is a factor, but other times time really isn't a factor.
That is true. That happens to be true. I mean, I remember speaking to a very wealthy man, extremely wealthy man. He said to me, he said that many times I think to myself, if I would have gone home, I would have relaxed and I would have thought a little more. I would have gotten much more than all the efforts I put into, being involved, all the involvement. So if I would have removed myself, I would have been better off. So you're saying that that's what he's saying. It could be, but it would still seem to be that it depends on the kind of effort. It would still seem to be a rule that if you have the right kind of effort, the more effort and the more energy you place in that area, it would seem logical that the more you should succeed. I mean, it's a difficult difficult rule to deny. I mean, it's a difficult rule to deny. So it's a question. Why the grosses take it out? Yes?
That statement in the Gemara involving personal involvement of the person seeking wealth? Or does doing a lot of sakara could also refer to having just a larger operation with more people working for it?
I mean, Yad B'Shchara means a large operation. Yeah, but a large operation usually means more involvement. I mean, it would seem to be, I mean, pretty hard to say that a person that's putting in the time and the effort, half a day, is going to do as good as a guy that's putting in full time. It's a difficult thing. I mean, it's a difficult thing to say. I know a lot of businessmen told me also that when times were really bad and businesses went out, So one fellow said, the reason why why I survived is because most people, they can't put in too much time. They spend the afternoon drinking beer. He said, I spent my time in business and I survived. So there is, I mean, it would seem logical that the more time you put in, the more correct effort you put in, that the greater should be your reward. So why the Gemara takes it out, I mean, I don't know. There's a question. Yeah, and there's advice. This is advice about Ashiva. It's not advice about Midas. I mean, the Mabe Yeshiva doesn't take it out. He doesn't take it out. Mabe Yeshiva. Mamayi Peschar, Mabe Yeshiva. So then the Gemara goes on and says like this. Amru lo, so the people from Alexandria said, Harbe also came below Ilu. A lot of people took your advice and it didn't help them. So they said, Eli Yavakesh Rachman Mimisha Osha Shalom. So he should be nispalo to the one that has all the wealth. Shenema liyah kesef liyah zov. Amar Hashem. So he has to be nispalo. So tefila, the advice is that he has to be nispalo. My kamash one. So Gemara says that's the case. So what do you have to do? What about the first advice? There should be no sum memuno. And if according to Agius, it's Shema B'Shchara. So the one says, the whole below, whole low side. That one without the other won't help you. So apparently you need the good business advice and the good business sense and using chachma and also be mispal. Right? There's a different chazal on Ashiris. One of the chazal says Ashiris, kol mi sheyesh lo deya is sofo l'sasha. The person that has das, that has chachma, eventually he will become wealthy. So chazal tie Ashiris and the pasuk, b'tzeil chachma, b'tzeil kasef. So everybody quotes the other pasuk the other pasuk in Kehelas that says lola chacham lechem, but they don't read it properly. That's an exception. He's saying that in spite of that, there are cases like that. The Gemara says that, who is that? The Gemara says Iyuv, Ze'iyuv. The Gemara says lola chacham lechem Ze'iyuv. Means that's an outstanding unusual case. But usually b'tzela chachma b'tzela kasef. That's the rule. If a person really uses chachma, so he will succeed. The key is chachma. So the Gemara says that habe also there are many people that are chacham and below ilim become ashirim, become great ashirim. Says that's yispal mi she kesef shelo. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it can't be. It's not just external. I mean, the person just it's going to happen. I mean, Gemara says zebulo zelo sagi. You can't have. There are many chazalas that equate Ashiris with chachma and say it's totally in das and anias is totally in stupidity. And of course, it doesn't mean everybody who became an anias is stupid. I mean, that's what Kehela says. He says there are cases where you see a person was a great chachma and things just happened that he couldn't control, out of his control. But in general, we say we equate chachma with Ashiris and dalas with tipshus. Okay. So the Gemara says, "My kamash malan, the hobelo holo sagi." That's the Gemara. One without the other won't help you. I mean, a person just being mispalef ashiris, it's not going to happen. He has to be engaged in. He has to be engaged in masa matan. I mean, that's the Gemara didn't take that out either. I mean, yisav yitn b'mona. He has to do business. I mean, just being mispalef is not going to happen. That's what Rabbi Shimon HaChaim said. So tefillah alone won't do. But there is one question here that we have to ask. That's true. I mean, that's a good example. That what you're mentioning is a good example of what I mentioned before.
Right.
That, yeah, in other words, that there's two different things. Advice and results are two different things. Because they tell you today that you want to be healthy, you should minimize your the amount of saturated fat you take, and you eat, and meat, and different things, and they give you different diets. And then you see a person that violates all the rules, and he's healthy as a horse. Yeah. So everybody points to that guy. But the mistake is, that's exactly the same mistake that I mentioned before, that there's a difference about advice and about causes. If you want to know advice on health, so if you follow the advice, so then you're in the proper method of attaining health. Is it guaranteed? No. And are there people that attain health other ways? Yeah, but that has nothing to do with advice. I mean, that's a different thing. That's a study of all the causes. Of all the causes of a certain condition, the study of all the causes, a different science. But that's exactly the difference. See, most people are not moved by advice. Because advice, they're looking for a secure 100% thing. So then don't go into advice. Because advice is not secure. So you might as well just forget about it. But a person that's a chacham has to go according to advice. And you use the most intelligent advice that you can obtain. But there's another question in this Gemara. A basic question in this Gemara. The question is, tefillah. Because tefillah really means that the person is under the ashgacha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants him specifically, through ashgacha, grants him his request. So, I mean, that's the liya kesef liya zav, yispal mishan achasim shalom. I mean, the Gemara says also with regard to umnus, the Gemara says the same thing. Ain l'chol umnus, she'ain l'ashiris manias. So a person should look for an umnus, a malacha kala nekiya, a good umnus, that doesn't doesn't preoccupy his time and is not difficult. It doesn't have after effects, and he should be mispalim mishin achas mishaloh. I mean, yeah, but no, isn't Chazal the idea that a person should just be mispalim? That's against all everything in the Torah. So at any rate, but the question is like this: I could understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillah of the person that's searching for chachma. Okay. Because that he's in all of Lefnei HaMakom. So in all of Lefnei HaMakom comes under a different realm of existence. Like the Rambam explains. That's the realm of Hashgacha. He's in all of Lefnei HaMakom. But a person is looking for Ashiras. I mean, why should he come under the realm of Hashgacha? Why? I mean, his own greed? I mean, he's after his own taivas? I mean, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer his request? Well, why should he come under Hashgacha?
Why did he give the advice?
Because the Rishul Ben Hanania was a great chacham, and they asked him a lot of questions, and he answered them. He answered the questions because the Rishul Hanania knew all areas. Rishul Hanania was one of the greatest chacham. As a matter of fact, when he was nifta, so the Gdol HaChum said that now we have nobody to argue with to present our arguments in an encounter with the Goyim, with the Christians. Because he was a tremendous chacham in every area. So a tremendous chacham in every area answers the area according to the area. I mean, it's a separate science. Business is a separate science. So he was a chacham in every area. So we gave him advice. Everything's a matter of chacham. There isn't an area that's devoid of chachma, and a chacham studies every area. So if you speak to a chacham in any area, he should be happy to engage you and to give you an answer. Has nothing to do with nothing to do with the perfection. That's a different science. Yes. Yeah, you're right. Where's the Shemoneh Esrei? I don't know. You want sustenance, but it doesn't say Ashiras. Ashiras is something else. Ashiras is wealth. Ashiras is tremendous beyond what he needs. That's Ashiras. The person has what he needs, so that's not Ashiras. Yeah. Yes, you don't need it. What do you mean? No, he didn't answer that. Now that's a different thing. That's what the Rambam says. That a Navi has to be an usher. So the Rambam says it doesn't mean an usher financially. It means an usher that he lives like an usher because he has far, far, far more than he needs. And for him, the sense of Ashiras that the usher is looking for, he attained. So he has the goal of Ashiras. But it's not that's what the Rambam says. But that's a different thing. Ram says it in the base. Yeah, but the only thing is that then it would be a fake thing. As they're saying, assume a certain posture and you'll be successful, even though. In other words, it wouldn't be sincere advice. You're telling a person, be mispal, the tefillah is not going to be answered. But it doesn't seem from Chazal that that's the case, because it says liyah kesef liyah zov seems to be that's the true answer. That's the true answer.
Just to follow up on
that. That's true. I mean, that could very well be true what you're saying, that there's a lot of benefits to tefillah. That the benefit for tefillah is that the person in the mispal is rational, has a certain rationality. But it would seem that to say that there's no, his tefillah is not going to be answered would seem to be that he really can't be mispal. I mean, because mispal means he's the essence of tefillah. A lot of side benefits in tefillah. But the essence of tefillah is that he's being mispal, that God should give him this thing. And if that's not true, so then he's involved in the lie. If he's involved in the lie, then he's involved in this away from reality. Away from reality is not good. Okay, then on the contrary, it's bad. So So really, you couldn't say that. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you couldn't say that. You couldn't say that the tefillah is because it gives him a. That's today. In today's world, you have a lot of those type that type of advice that you should think a certain way. Why? Not because there's any truth in it, but if you fool yourself to think that way, you'll have a benefit. Yahadus doesn't hold that way. Yahadus holds if it's not true, then you're away from reality. Away from reality, it can't be good. It cannot be good. Right. Right. That's right. Yeah.
How much did the buck cost?
Right. It's a good idea for him.
How much did the buck cost?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk of Mishlei. Pasuk of Mishlei says this: "Shtayim she'alti me'itoch al tinna mimeni b'tam amas." It's in the Mishlei Lamed pasuk Zion. Shov udvar kozov harchek mimeni. You should keep away. He's asking God to keep away non-truth, lies, falsehoods from him. You should save him from falsehood. Okay. And reish va'osher al titan li. Don't give me poverty and don't give me wealth. Hatrifeni lechem chuki. Give me every day what I need. Okay. And then he goes on. He says, pen esba v'chichashti. Because maybe I'll have a lot. Esba means I'll become an usher. V'chichashti. And I'll deny. V'amarti mir Hashem. Upeni varesh, and maybe I'll become poor. V'ganafti. Okay. V'ganafti. V'safasti shem alakoy, and I'll be nishbal hasheker. So he says both things are bad. That's what Shlomo Melech says. He says not good. He says don't. He says two things he's asking from God. He says don't make me wealthy. Don't make me poor. Hachifeni lechem chuki. Why? Because the wealth will lead me to deny God, and the poverty will lead me to steal and be nishbal hasheker. So that's Shlomo Melech. So apparently it's not a good thing. So apparently it's not a good thing. Yeah, that's good. That's a good question. It's not a good question. That's it. That's true. That's true. He never asked for Arshu. Yeah. It says that he never asked for Arshu. He only asked for Chachma. It's an interesting Gemara. Gemara says, a rotz a lachim, a person wants to become a Chacham, yadrim. He should go to the south. A roach of Lahashir, Yatspin, you should go to the north. Then the Gemara says, you're better off going to the south, because if you become a Chacham, you become wealthy. So he asked for Chacham and he got wealth. But he didn't ask for wealth. Yeah. But over here he's saying an idea. He's saying it's not good, basically. I mean, that's what he's saying. So if that's the case, how could Chazal, how could Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya give advice against the pasuk? I mean, he's telling him. He's saying, "Mispal misha osher shalo." I mean, the Shlomo also gave different advice. He said, "No." He said, "Don't make me an usher. Don't make me an usher. Don't make me an ani. Don't make me an usher. Give me what I need." Atchifeni lechem chuki. Okay. So what do you say? Bog learns very. Bog learns this differently. Bog learns that it's. He takes it out of Pshuto Kamashmo. He says like this. He says what he says is very true. He says like this. He says, yeah, where is it? Yeah. He wants out of this. He says, "Velo sitin li vashelo abezi, shelo titin li oni vidalus bideos." He says, Shlomo is talking about knowledge, the area of knowledge, just the muscle that he's using with regard to Ashiras. So he's talking about the area of knowledge, really. Lekatzer b'deos, mashe efshir lo odom hasagosa. So he says, yeah. And by the way, he says something very interesting before. He says in the first, he interprets the whole pasuk as a reference to the world of knowledge. Shov udvar kozov harchek mimeni. I just saw this one, beautiful shot. He says, and it really ties in what we said before. He says, what does it mean? He says, "Shavad udvar chazav harchek mimeni." Keep me away from falsehood. He says, "Bahasa gosi shav ve'udvar chazav shlo eshtabesh ve'esbalbel be'iyuni." that I shouldn't become confused in my studies, in my learning. V'shelo yiyeh iyuni b'dovar hevel. He says, and I should not waste my time in using my mind in nonsense. Like there are many philosophies that people spent their lives in philosophies, like whether the world is real or whether it's not real, whether everything's an imagination or we're asleep or we're awake. A person can spend their whole life in that area, it's divrei hevel. So, and even in chachma, a person can waste his life. If a person can study, can spend his life, like the Rambam says, in mathematical puzzles, or even if a person today would spend his life in Euclidean geometry, he would not really be getting into the real essence of the chachma of math. So he could spend his whole life in a commentary on Euclid. But this is not going to give him real knowledge of mathematics. So a person can go off into many areas. In every area, a person can get lost in an area and just simply waste his time. So he says, that's the first fila. He says, B'davar hevel she'en lo metzius. It's amazing how Rabbag says. A person can spend his life in something that's in lo metzius, just ways it's just chakiris. He says, "Sheyiyu ha'iyun b'metzius harachok." That his iyun and his mind, his intelligence, will apply to an area that's far fetched. The yidne sheramas b'shov al mashu sheker dvar kozov. He says, "The yidame al mashu have lo hefach." The ine tikra l'adam achir v'iyun b'mashu ina nimtzel l'chashva shu'an nimtzai. So the person could be mayan in something that's not real, and he'll think it is. In the Neshibush Hamadame, if it's because of his imagination, which can mislead him. In the Sipur Kosev Karolo, he came across wrong facts. He says, in the Deos, Yeshubazem is Loso. So it's beautiful Rabbah. He says, that's the first part. The first part of his tefillah is that he shouldn't, he's asking his follow, that he shouldn't waste his time in the areas of knowledge, get lost in areas that are a waste of time. Amazing. I mean, the way he puts exactly right. Because a person get lost in imagination, like a person could be studying science, he could be into science fiction. He doesn't know whether he's in reality. He could spend his time in theories that are based on his imagination and they have no reality. He says, Vashelo Bezi, the second question is, Shelo Titin Li Oni Vidalus Bideos, Lakatsa Bideos. You shouldn't give me poverty in knowledge that I don't have the right material. He doesn't have enough information. Masha Efshelo Adam Hasagoso. And then the other side, he says, what is the osher, the wealth? So he says, Lo Titin Li Gamkein Osher, Lefanos Lis Chakein Bama She'ein Lo Adam Hasagoso. He says that a person should not try, in other words, to be involved in areas which are beyond his abilities. Don't try to go too high, beyond your ability. He says, "She'ein lo adam achashpili b'deos hamazon haroi l'sichlam." So he says, but you should just give me that which is lechem chuki, that which is appropriate for me. He says, lo pachos v'lo yosef, v'ze be'emes hi she'elo gedola. He says, this is a big request. Lo yitochen she'yimtzo ish yagia eleho be'alofim. Yeah, lo yitochen in thousands and thousands of people, you won't find a person that attains that level. It's an amazing Rabbag. That a person should be able to know, a person should have he shouldn't have a paucity of knowledge, and yet, in spite of the fact that he has the knowledge, he knows his limits. He knows his limits. And he doesn't go beyond what his ability is. He tries to go into areas which are above and beyond his ability. He says, that midah, to have that, he says, we won't find them one in thousands of people that attain that level. That's the robot. Yeah, in the area of metaphysics, people try to go beyond their abilities in the areas of Torah. They try to go into areas that are above their ken, whatever it might be, above their ability. So, b'mufresh mimcha al tidrash. They want to understand everything. They want to answer everything. So they want to understand the deepest ideas and the most profound ideas and the areas that are the highest areas. But they don't realize that their seichel is not up to it. They're not ready for it and turn away. They have to turn away. But that's really the meat of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayastem Moshe ponav, ki yore mehabit elolikim. He knew that he can't go beyond this point. So Ashirus, he means that the person is Ashirus, he's being greedy in the area of knowledge, so to speak. See, the area of knowledge, he's striving for wealth, but it's not for him. That's what he's saying. He's saying he's going beyond his abilities. Beyond his abilities is a very sad thing. That's why Chazal say that's Ramban's in the introduction to the Chumash, where he says a person goes beyond his abilities, so he'll be destroyed. So he says that midah you won't find in one in thousands of Chachamim, because it's a very difficult thing. That's the most difficult thing for a person who loves Chachma to be able to stop. It's difficult because for two reasons. It's difficult because he has a desire for knowledge, and that desire for knowledge is a good desire, but at the same time he has a desire for knowledge. He has to counter that desire by moving away from that which he wants the most. That is a very difficult thing, and it's also difficult because it demands a clear assessment of his own abilities. See, that's difficult for two reasons. It's difficult because most people do not have an assessment of their own ability, and say they overestimate. And secondly, the desire for knowledge in a chacham is tremendously powerful, and to be able to turn away is very hard. And that ability is not found, he says, among thousands of chachamim. You won't find a chacham like that. Yes. Real chacham. It means what he's saying is people that have chachma. There are people that have chachma, but they can have chachma, but it doesn't mean that they don't go beyond. They in the area that they have chachma, but it doesn't mean they don't go beyond their abilities. Okay, you'll see many times you see chachamim, and it's true. I just don't want to mention names, but there are many times you find people that are tremendous chachamim, and then all of a sudden they take a leap beyond their whole. They're trying to gain an ultimate knowledge, and they make a move, and they're completely in an area that is devoid of knowledge. What? That the we're not talking about Nechzer, we're talking about in general. In general, for a person to be able to stay on target in any area that he's in, it could be even in a sugya. I mean, it could be even in a sugya. He has to be able to know his limits. That's it. Very hard for a person to do that. Because a person is striving for chachma, and he loves chachma, and the pursuit of chachma is his very essence, and to be able to stop and say, that's it. It's not for me. It's beyond me. That's a very hard thing to do. Extremely hard thing. So you find the great chacham, but he gets carried away. So it's very, very, very few chachamim have that perfection that they know when to stop. He says, that's a rare thing. That's what the Rabbi says. Beautiful Rabbi. Yeah. So the Rabbi really, puts it all in terms of a derech mashal. A derech mashal. Yes. You're right. Yeah. So he interprets it to me, he'll be coming up the curse. Like the Ramban says. That penny vorish veganavti. Veganavti, I guess he interprets as meaning that she egnov olakame hanimtzos. He means to say that he will steal God away from reality, so to speak. Voma shein shem olakah. Okay, he's saying like a Ramban says. In other words, that will become a kafir. Okay, So anyways, so that's what the Rabbi wants. And no doubt, I mean, what the Rabbi says is very true. I mean, but still, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, I mean, Rashi learns Pshuto Shel Mikra. I mean, so there has to be a Pshuto Shel Mikra. I mean, it would seem from the Pshuto Shel Mikra that it's speaking about Osher. It's speaking about Osher. Let me ask you a question. If it's Pshuto Shel Mikra, oh, by the way, one thing you see according to the Rabbah, and this, just because this Pshuto Shel Mikra doesn't mean the Rabbah's shot is not right. It's not a question which one is right. I mean, there's definitely Derech Mashal. And the Rabbah is right in his Mashal, because the Mikra is Yotze L'kame Panim. I mean, there's many different faces to it. So it's interesting. According to the Rabbah, it comes out a person should be mispalled for that. Because he says that that's what he's being mispalled for. He's asking from God this. So it means that a person has to mispalled, that he shouldn't fall into that trap of trying to go beyond his abilities. You see. So tefillah is very important with regard to that, with regard to that perfection. So it's not some apparently, you see, and even if you learn in Pshuto Shel Mikra, when he says, Shavu Dvar Kozov Harchek Mimen. So you could ask, why is that a tefillah? Why should I be a tefillah? I mean, so let him not be involved in lies and fraud. I mean, why does he have to mispal for that? Why does a person need a tefillah for such a thing? But the answer is that Chazal, I mean, the Torah recognizes that there's a part of man that's not under his control. See, and the part of man that's not under his control, that blinds him, is something that happens to him without his knowledge. Of course, if a person's following, is looking for shove and checkers, tefillah's not going to help him. But he means to say that even if a person is looking for the emes, but there are parts of his nature that come into play that could obscure the emes without him even knowing it. So that's why tefillah is necessary. And he says that's why tefillah is necessary for that also, that a person shouldn't go beyond his ability. He must have tefillah. Because without tefillah, the person's nature can fool him, and he can think he's in an area of great chachma, when in reality, he's in an area where he has no knowledge, and the ideas that he's saying are taking him away from God. That's the kichashti, v'amarti mi'ar Hashem. So the osher could lead him to a denial of God. And that's something that he has to miss powerful. That's one thing you see straight through in Chazal, that tefillah is necessary. Yeah, okay. But at any rate, but still, and that's the same thing. Yeah, but at any rate, with regard to Pshuto Shel Mikra, I mean, I don't think Rav Bag is denying Pshuto Shel Mikra, but it's Derech Mashal also. What he's saying is true, is right, but that's Derech Mashal. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra is still there. So the question still remains. Yeah?
Rashi mentioned the day initially, he said, Lahavim Mashal Lelitza. He said that the Mishle Shmuel was constructed with a dual
right. Framework. That's correct. Dual framework. That's right. That's correct. That's correct. But both are true. Yeah. Both are true. So the question returns. I mean, so you see, on the contrary, that a person should not be mispalled for Hashemus. Should not be mispalled on the contrary. Should mispalled not for Hashemus. Yeah. So what kind of advice did Rabbi Shub and Hananya give the Anshe Alexandria? Okay. Yeah. Interesting is that the Gemara Mayed Katan, because the Gemara Mayed Katan says that Rava said that I was mispalled for three things. So I was mispalled for three things, and two of them they gave me, one not. And what were the three things? One was for the Chachma of Rav Huna, and one was for the Ashiras of Rav Chisda, and one was for the Anivus of Rabba Bar Avuna. So he says the Ashiras they gave me and the Chachma they gave me, but the Anivus I didn't get. Says I didn't get. What? Yeah. He says, "Hani plus mili boy kameshmaya tarti is daf chav kasmanov tarti yovuli chad lo yovuli chuchmasay the Rav Huna v'utrei the Rav Chisda v'yovuli and the sanusay the Rabba Bar Avuna lo yovuli." So, So you see, by the way, I mean, you see that anivus is not just acting with humility. I mean, anivus stems from a deep inner source. And you see an interesting thing, that even though a person be a chacham, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's enough. Anivus is a certain level of attainment of reality. And that meets tefillah, and the person has to be zocha. And he said, that he didn't get. That he didn't get. But the separate for chachma. Chachma he got. You see, chachma is mispalef when he got, but anivus he didn't get. Anivus is a different thing. Anivus is being in a. It's chachma. Without chachma, there's no anivus. But it's chachma that has an effect on the soul in an essential way that leads to a totally different type of a personality, a different type of individual. So that he was a zocher. That he didn't attain. That's what Chazal said. Yeah. Person of Gaib and Chachma, yeah. Yeah, Chachma. The Gemara says, Megis Daito Betalmudo. That's one of the things in Megis Daito Betalmudo. So in the end of Avos. So it means he has Chachma, but he's arrogant about his Chachma. It's Megis Daito Betalmudo. So, person, that's very, very possible. That's very possible. You see, there were many chachamim, and they had arrogance. They were arrogant. So there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee in this. It's a different, this is a different kind of system. So it could be a chacham in this sphere, but anivus is different. That's what Voyish Marshan of Moed. It's a different kind. It's a chachma that's a part of his soul, and it's a specific kind of chachma. It's a specific kind of chachma. See, that's what you have to understand. It's not. Of course, it doesn't mean that the other person has the same chachma and he simply didn't apply it. That's true also, that if a person has knowledge and has this peripheral, it's not going to affect them. But besides that, it's a different kind of chachma. It's a different kind of chachma. It's a different kind of a chachma. Anivus is a special kind of a chachma. So that he says that they didn't give him. Yes. What?
Theoretically.
Yeah, tefillah. It's most powerful. Yes, it's subject to tefillah. Absolutely. Subject to tefillah. Absolutely. But meantime, you see that it was Mispal Farshiris. Right? So the question is, it's again against the advice in Mishle. Against the advice in Mishle. So you see that Rava was Mispal. Was it Rava than Rava? Was Mispal for Farshiris? So why was Mispal for it? It's not good. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can say that there's
that's not what the people of Alexandria were asking him. They weren't asking him about that. They weren't asking.
You can explain.
They were asking a simple question.
Of that gadol.
His question is why was Mispal for? So yeah, that's a good question. You know, Joel's asking a question. His question: why is Mispal for the shirus? I mean, you can understand chachma. I can understand the anivus because that's a specific thing. He saw that chachma and he wanted it. And he saw that anivus, and he wanted it. But why did he need the Ashiris or Rav Chista? That's a good question. Ashiris or Ashiris? Any Ashiris or Rav Chista? Wasn't his Ashiris anybody else's Ashiris? Yeah, that's a very good question.
Ashiris can come back.
Question over there. Yeah. But really, the truth of the matter is that there's a Chazal. Chazal says by Bilam. Chazal said by Bilam. That Bilam said to Balak, immediately Balak Malo Veso, he said to the Shulchan, immediately Balak Malo Veso Kesev Azov, Laucha Lavros Pierre Shemalikoi, Lasas Ktana Gdola. So Chazal say, Lamadnu Shedaita Rechava. That's what they say. What does it mean Shedaita Rechava? Chazal should say, Lamadnu Shiesh Lechemdes Amana. What does it mean Daita Rechava? So you see that in Ashiras, there's two things. There could be, you see, in Ashiras, a person could want money for taiva. That's one thing. But apparently, Chazal didn't interpret that Bilam wanted money for taiva. That's a lower kind of individual. Bilam was on a higher level. He was more sophisticated. The low person is envious of the material things. But a higher person is into bigger things in money. And what is that? Daita Rechava. So what is the definition of Daita Rechava? What does it mean? Das is Rechava. What is the meaning of that? What it means is that the wealth gives him a certain sense of rachlis, a broadness, which is a certain kind of superiority. Like he has rachlis. It's through the ashirus his ego is expanded. You see, the self is expanded. He has plenty. He has the sense of that he has plenty. That makes him a different kind of an individual. You see, a sense of wealth. That's rachlis. So what Chazal is saying is that emotional satisfaction, that's what Bilam was after. So he wasn't after the taivas, he wasn't after his baltaiva, but taivas small thing. The sense of rachlis, that is something that he desired. See, because wealth makes a person feel he's different than others. He has plenty, a sense of plentifulness, you know what I mean? It's a rachlis. It's a certain kind of an experience where the individual feels a certain ego expansion. He doesn't have to. He's not like the other person that has to every little thing he has to account for and he has to hope for. Hey, this plant, take it. This is it. It's a certain sense of rachlis hayadayim, an expanded sense with regard to the way he lives his material life. It's a psychological sense. That's what's attractive. That's what's attractive to a chacham. Bilam was a chacham. So that was what he was attracted to. So it's interesting. But there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. And Divrei, have you got a Divrei Hayomim? And also many psukim in Tehillim, where David HaMelech refers to himself as an ani, filulani kiyato, ani ba'oni, and the in Divrei Hayomim, where David HaMelech instructs Shlomo about binyan beis hamikdash, so he says ba'oni in many Divrei Hayomim.
I'm telling you
what. No, I don't know. Is that Divrei Hayomim?
Yeah.
Okay. In Divrei Hayomim, he says like this. He talks about the fact that he wanted to build the base of Mikdash, but God didn't allow him. And he says that that the Navi told him, "Hine vein nova lachu yeh ish menucha, ani chosilo mikolayv misav kishlomo yeshmo v'sholom v'sheket etein oisol biyamav." So he says, so he instructs, he gives him instruction, and he says, "Achitin lachad Hashem seichel uvinov yitzavchal yisrov lishmar stars of Hashem lekecha oz tatzliach." And Tishma Lasa Chukmas Meshpatam Shatsivar Hashem as Moshe Yisrael Chazak Vemat Saltir Val Pechas. Vine Vaonyi Hachinosi Levesar Hashem Zohav Kikorim Meo Ela Fechas. So the Yishalmi says, what does it mean, Vaonyi? He was not a poor man. So what does it mean, David Mel saying he's in his poverty? He gave him, he wasn't a poor man. So the Yishalmi says that Ein Ashirus Lifnei Misha Omar Vahayal. There's no such thing as Ashiras before God. What does that mean? That means to say that a person that's Lefnei Misha, that stands Lefnei Misha Amar V'Hayah Olam, that's before Kodesh Baruch Hu, that sense of Rachlis is not possible. Not possible. So how does he feel? Every moment he's dependent on the Ratzon Hashem. And his existence is an existence where he is constantly feels a sense of poverty, vanya. Because the emotion of rachlis is not possible with Nevi Hashem. So the ashirus that's why Joel's question. He asked for the ashirus of Rav Chisda. Why? Because that was an ashirus which didn't have the rachlis, that sense of rachlis. It was an ashirus of Such an ashirus is not harmful. When the Pasuk says, lo oshir velo rush to simeni, the tefillah, apparently Chazal were interpreting, not in terms of the actuality of the person's finances, but in terms of the sense of ashirus. Lo oshir velo rush to simeni afifein lechem chuki means, insofar as he relates to the mama, insofar as his relationship to the mama is concerned. Not insofar as the actuality of the value of his nechasim. So that kind of a tefillah, where the individual wants the osher, but he does not want the sense of rachvus, and he's not interested in the taivas, and he's not interested in the sense of superiority of the wealth, but on the contrary, he remains an oni, he feels anigus, and there's no change in his state, that is a good ashirus. That's a good ashirus. How do you know it's a good ashirus? Because in the end of Pirkei Avos, it mentions. In the end of Pirkei Avos, it says in Perek Shishi, in the bright. So it says, Rav Shimon Menasi Omer, Mishum Rav Shimon Yechoi, Hanoi, Vakoach, Vaosher, Vachovod, Vachochma, Vazikna, Vaseva, Vabonim, Noel, Tzadikim, Venol Olam. So you see, it's an open price. So you see that Osher is good. But Osher is, it's Noel, Tzadikim, Venol Olam. So it's good because he has the, it gives the Chacham an independence. He's not totally bedas acherim. You see, by Moshe Rabbeinu, where he said, "Avu anashim chacham nevonim v'idum shiftechem," and that'd be ashirim. Why? Because the sone botza. So they were independent. They're not totally bedas acherim, and the ashirus was a simply a means to be used for the individual's perfection and for the world. No Allahem than all Allah. It's a different kind of ashirus. Different kind of ashirus. You see. But what the ordinary person is striving for, that kind of ashirus, that's detrimental. That's destructive. That'll destroy the person, destroy the individual. So it turns out that when these people of Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua, Esav Shimon Hananya, so he his answer he included in his what he answered to them was not an ashirus which the ordinary person is attracted to for the rachvus or for the taivas, but it was and he answered them in terms of an ashirus that the individual remains ba'onyo, remains an oni. In his mental framework, he's always an oni. Because ain't ashirus if maybe shama vayola. But the ashirus is only has a benefit it, in terms of his perfection and perfection of the world. So that's why the Gra took out Yarbe Bishara. You see, because if there is no the advice that he gave at the end of tefillah, which means hashgacha. There can't be hashgacha in terms of a person that's rodef hachamamon, who has a chemdas hamamon. That is, there's no hashgacha for that. That's that you can't advise a person to be mispalo for, and you shouldn't be mispalo for, because you're advising an individual to corrupt himself. You're advising him to be corrupt, to search after corruption. So apparently Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya gave them an answer in the framework in which Ashiris is appropriate. So that's why the Gra says you have to take out Yarbe Bishara. Because Yarbe Bishara would be the opposite of the perfection, would cancel out ipso facto the whole advice. You see. Okay.
So that, or he was
just
answering them?
He answered them in the only way In the only sense, he didn't deny their request, he didn't give them mussar, but he gave them an answer which placed Ashiras in the proper framework and which gave them the correct idea of Ashiras. Besides telling them the advice, he gave them, in his advice, was the whole concept of the, Chazal don't say, just tell you briefly, I mean, what happened. But he expanded when he was talking to them. Obviously, they're talking to them for a long time. So the ideas, Chazal just record the outcome briefly. But the advice that he really gave them was, the advice, he taught them what the idea, the real idea of Ashiras is, and he warned them about the dangers of Ashiras, and he told them there is a correct Ashiras, and he told them how to go about to attain that Ashiras. That's the Gemara in my cut. That's why he asked for, like you said, the Ashiras of Rav Chisda, which was an Ashiras that was not harmful to him. On the contrary, it was an Ashiras which is ain't Ashiras if name is Shama Vayolo. That kind of Ashiras is beneficial.
Shlomo's Tfila was
and Shlomo's Tfila was not in terms of the amount of money. It was in terms of not to allow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not allow his nature to be flawed, so that the Ashiras will lead to denial of God. It's an interesting thing that what Shlomo says is a straightforward statement, and that is that sense of rachvus of Bilam that Bilam was searching for. That's Chazal saying that that sense of rachvus is ipso facto a denial of God. That's what it is. In other words, people think that certain things are harmless. I'm not over an avera, so it's a harmless thing. No, on the contrary, the greatest harm comes from areas where you're not over a technical avera, but you're over the whole perfection of Kola Tara Kula. So what Chazal are pointing out, I mean, Chazal, the Divrei Yomim, the Tara Shebachsav, Tara Shebalpeh, what it's pointing out is that sense of rachvus that an Ashir has is ipso facto a denial of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because ain Ashirus lefnei Misham Avayolam. So if he has that sense, he's not lefnei Misham Avayolam. If he's lefnei Misham Avayolam, he feels like an Ani. Tefila lo Ani kiyata. Many, many times in Tilla, he calls himself an Ani. Ani Varosh. I don't remember the psukim exactly, but he mentions constantly that he's an Ani. We know he wasn't an Ani. Don't know he's not an Ani. So you see that the term Ani was used in Tehillim not to depict his financial state, but his sense, how he felt. His sense was a sense of an Ani. And that's why Shlomo Melech in Mishle uses the exact same expression. But the expression was already established by David HaMelech in Sefer Tehillim. So it was understood that it doesn't mean, it's not a reference to how much money he has. It's a reference to a state of mind. Yeah.
That answers the question that I was saying, because Shlomo really was an Asher.
That's correct. It answers the question exactly. It answers Dal's question too, because the question was Shlomo was the greatest Asher in the world. But it's not a reference to that. It's not a reference to the amount of money, I guess. What is the state of mind? No, the state of mind. What is the state of mind of an Ani? Lefnei Shama Vayolam? There's only one state of mind. He's a nitzrach. He's a person, an individual that is burdened with tzachim. He's a nitzrach. That's tefillah la'ani ki yatov. What does it mean? A person has to be poor in order to be mispalel? No, it means to say if a person has the realization that he's a nitzrach and that he's totally b'akadosh baruch, totally b'matom, so then it's a valuable tefillah.
He's saying that the danger to that side also because he's afraid of being an ani. He's being mispalel not to be an ani also.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good question. Yeah. Only
with Nashem. I don't know.
But what he's saying is like this. You see, there is a sense of rachavos. There's a sense of rachvus. That's why people want osher. People on a higher plane want osher because of that sense of rachvus. But then there's a sense of a rush, of an evyon. Like Rash says, what is an evyon? Toiv l'chol davar. It means that he has a completely depleted ego, you see. The rachavos is an expanded ego. The rush is a completely depleted ego. That is bad too. That is very bad. That's bad. You see, the to be in that state is equally bad. That's where the individual feels he feels that he's simply worthless. It's the opposite side of the emotion of rachvus. The emotion of rachvus is where he feels grandeur, he feels great, he feels expansive. And the other state, the state of the rush, is where his ego is completely depleted and he feels worthless. See, that's equally detrimental. That's equally detrimental. Because then, that's what it means. You see, then the individual will resort to gneva in order to fulfill that void. See, that's bad. But the ani that's mentioned in Tehillim, in Sefer Tehillim, Tefillah L'Ani Kiyatov, is an ani klapei Shmaya. That means that he doesn't have the sense of rachvus. He doesn't have the sense of rachvus. So he's a nitzrach with ne'amakom. There's no sense of rachvus. But it doesn't mean on the opposite side. It doesn't mean that he should be in a state of depletion. That's no good. Mental depletion is no good. That's a dangerous. That's equally a harmful. What does Moshe Gemara says? That anias is ma'averus is odam me'al daitel me'al daskano. That means where the person feels, it's not how much he has, it's how he feels about what he has. If the individual feels a totally sense of depleted ego, that sense of depletion, drives him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It drives him away. That's a very bad thing. Usually, it's tied to anias because usually usually is accompanied by financial anias. But it's not the financial state that causes the problem. I mean, many gedolei chachamim that were very financially, they were very poor, but they didn't feel that state because it was meaningless to them. They're above that. But that state of mind is a bad state, and that state of mind can happen to a person too. And you see it in life. It can happen to people who are extremely wealthy. They can have that same thing. That same sense. It's an amazing thing. I mean, but the exactly person can be extremely wealthy and really have a sense of a totally depleted ego. That's a mental state. So that's why he's saying that both he's mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that both of those states of mind should not overpower, because they come from sources of the mind that a person has no control over. And the person has been misspelled that they shouldn't gain the upper hand and control his existence, because if they do, so then he's doomed. Yeah. Okay. The actual Ashirus is good because he doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to, he has to spend his time in, what does Ram say? What's the purpose of the brachas? The purpose of the brachas is so he should be ponui. To be osik in Torah mitzvahs. I mean, that's the purpose. That is the benefit. So that's himself, yes. And also, he could help others. Right. They say the girl before he changed the gear, so he went over it 100 times, 100 investigations. So I mean, I would rely on the girl. There's one thing I wanted to add, that the question with Michael Bernstein asked the question last time. I wanted to, and Danny Wolf gave an excellent answer. The question was we're dealing with the area of Kenisi Yishus HaRashem. He said that you see from the pasuk that she had that sense, that the fact that she gave birth to a human being was an overpowering sensation. And it's Kenisi Yishus HaRashem, and that was the klala for the Isha, that she shouldn't be able to have that satisfaction. But the question was, Michael Bernstein asked, the question was that was really before the chait. That was before the chait. Very good question. So then we said maybe she gave him the name afterwards, but it's not mashma, and it's a difficult answer. It's a very good question. So Danny Wolf gave an excellent answer. So when we did Adam Rishon, we said that we mentioned the Chazal, that what was the difference in Adam before the Chait and after the Chait? I mean, if he had no Taivas, he couldn't even engage in the Chait. It's not possible. So Chazal say the difference was Yetzahar mi b'chutz and Yetzahar mi b'fnim. That Roa o Mesafa, but Eina Roa, Eina Mesafa. So he needed, in order for the instinctual to operate, so he needed something from the outside to lure him. So he had to have an external stimulus in order to engage the instinctual. But if there was no external stimulus, so he naturally lived in the world of Chachma. That was Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet. But after the Chet, he naturally goes for the instinctual, and he has to engage in Chachma in order to remove himself from the instinctual. So it's very good. So the thing is that when she gave birth, at that moment, she said, Kanisi Isha Sad Hashem, because that was Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet, but it was really it was an external stimulus. Because the nature of the thing at the time, you see, had that power over her. But then she went back until after the chait. Then then it would be a permanent phenomenon. So that had to be taken away from her. You see, that's the answer. Very good answer. Excellent. True. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah, that's what Ram says. It says Ben Abayim Shana Hikiras Bara. It's very good. Very good. Good. Right. Yeah. We mentioned it's 40 years. Learning is 40 years. Learning is an involvement of 40 years. Yeah. That means that when I say look, it's a 40-year program, it means that the person after that time, he reaches a certain definite plateau. It doesn't mean that he can't advance, but the basis, he has the basis of Chachma Satara. And that's correct. It says, Ben Aboim Shana Hikir Esparo. Correct. And the Medrash says he started from very, very young. Yeah. There's one more point I want to mention, because the Pasuk says, that Shlomo said, that a person could be Mispalel, or will be Mispalel, B'chol Nigei Liba. Whatever, so that means even a thing that's not perfection. That is true, but you notice the Lashon is nega. Nega means a plague, something wrong. So if a person has a mishagas that he wants something, and he knows it's a mishagas, he should be mispalel for it. But under the framework that he knows he's caught by this thing and it's just a mishagas, so he has a right to be mispalel for that. But that's not what they were asking. That's a specific kind of a problem. A person has a problem, he needs a certain thing. I don't know what it is. This thing he needs. So he recognizes it's a crazy thing, but it bothers him and it upsets him and it disturbs him. He can't go on with his life. So a person has a right to misbehave for that. But that's a different thing. That's where there's a nega. But that's not what Rabbi Shua, you can't put that into Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. Because they're asking him general things. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not right when you take a chazal, you can't put it into a specific thing. I mean, that's a general question they asked him. So it doesn't apply over here. You know what I mean? But that is true. That's something else. That Shlomo Melech says, call him the gay libo. Person. Yeah, Shem respond to him. That's right. Because he recognizes a nega, and he recognizes that he can't, his psychological makeup, he can't do without this thing, so he should be responsible. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu could answer him. I mean, like the Rav, said, we say, Shomeyat. We don't say he answers. Shomeyat. Answers that we don't know, but Shomer we know. So a person should be mispalel. So, but that's a different idea. It's a different idea. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Last time we're finishing up the Divrei Agada, actually is the Divrei Shlosh Divrei Da'acharetz in Masechet Nida. So the advice. So we mentioned why the Gra takes out Yabba B'Schara, because the Yabba B'Schara is not appropriate. It would be good. It's good advice on a practical way. That's good advice. but not not the advice that Rabbi Shimon Hananya gave, because that has to do with the that has to do with hashgacha. Hashgacha, yabba b'skara, and hashgacha tata sasri. Okay. Now, what I didn't mention was that a proof from the end of the Maimar, because it says Eliyavakesh Rachman Mimisha Osher Shalo Shenema Liyah Kesef Liyah Zov Noam Hashem. So what is the pasuk Liyah Kesef Liyah Zov? I mean, what is the, you don't have to say is it Kanish Mayim Varetz? I mean, of course, Liyah Kesef Liyah Zov. What do you need the right from the pasuk for? I mean, Liyah Kesef Liyah Zov, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has control of the Kesef and the Zov. He has Kol Olam Kula. So what do you have to arrive from the pasuk for? But interesting is this. You have like this. The Gemara says in the end in Perek Shishi from Avos in the Brisa. So the Gemara says that the famous story. Amar Abiyasi ben Kisma, Pamachas Yismahalach Baderach Upaga Bi Odom Echad, Venosan Li Shalom Verzarti Lo Shalom. Amar Lo Rebbe Me'ezem Makomato, Amart Lo Me'igdola Shal Chachom Shal Sofer Mani. Amar Li Rebbe Ritzoncha Shetoda Imonu Bim Komenu. So he said, I come from a big city of Chachomim. He asked him, where do you live? He asked, Rabbi Yis ben Kisma, where do you live? He says, I live in a big city of Chachamim and Sofrim. So he says, how about leaving them and coming and living with us? So he promised them excessive wealth. Amartilo bini imata nosenli kol kesev ezor vavonim tovos umagolios shebaolam eni dora makam tara. And then he goes on. He says, why? He says, Bishas Petirosa Shalodom, a Malavanas Ola Kesef, Alazov, Lavanam Tavos, Magolios, Alatar Maisim Tavim. And he quotes Pasuk. Then he says, Shenema, Besalacha Tanchoschon, and he quotes the Pasuk. Then he goes on. He says, Vachain Kosu Besefa Tilma De David Melch Yisrael, Tovli Toras Picho Me Alfe Zov, Vachesef. And then he says, Vaomar, Liyah Kesef Liyah Zov Noam Hashem Tzvakos. Same pasuk. So what are the three things that he told him? Why he wasn't lured by the prospects of the wealth? So he says, first of all, he says that the wealth only helps a person in this temporary existence. But after his patira, which is his eternal existence, it doesn't do him any good. So he was saying this is Chaye Olam basically, and this is Chaye Shah, and Chaye Shah doesn't entice me in the face of Chaye Olam. That was his first answer. That he has a different view of the essence of man, and the way he views the essence of man, this is not an essence. This is just a temporary accidental feature, so it's not going to lure. But then he quotes two more psukim. Another pasuk he says is Tovli Taras Picho Me Alfe Zov Ochesef. So why did he get that pasuk? Because that pasuk really shows that even in this existence, Tovli Taras Picho Me Alfe Zov Ochesef means that even in this existence, the enjoyment of the Torah outshines all the Zohar v'chesef, the experience of learning in this existence. It's incomparable. You can't compare the hanor that a person will have from Alfei Zohar v'chesef. That's what it doesn't mean. It's totally Torah speaking me Alfei Zohar v'chesef. It doesn't mean in terms of Olam Haba. It means here. So it means that there's no comparison. The enjoyment that a person gains from Torah is by far outweighs the greatest enjoyments that a person could imagine, fantasies that he imagines that he could have from the material world. That's why he says that's the second pasuk. But what's the last pasuk? Va'omer, the last pasuk. liha kesef liha zohav num Hashem tzvakas. What does it have to do with the, what does it have to do with it? Liha kesef liha zohav. So Rashi explains. So Rashi says, pirish lishvacho v'lechvodo shenema malocha laretz kvado. So what does it mean? So that was a third argument. The third argument. What was the third argument? The third argument was li hakesef li hazohav is that the intrinsic purpose of kesef and zohav is simply lekvod shemayim. That's really the purpose. That's its objective. You see, that's the purpose. That's really the pasuk in that's the pasuk in Chagai. That's the pasuk in Chagai. Pasuk in Chagai, everybody calls pasuk li hakesef li hazohav. Yeah, you don't have to say li hakesef li hazohav. The kodesh shemayim v'aretz. Everything is b'yad Hashem. So what's li hakesef li hazohav? Now li hakesef li hazohav is in Chagai, where the pasuk says that a kodesh baruch hu says he'll build a mikdash and bring the zohav and kesef into the mikdash, because li hakesef li hazohav. It means that that's the objective of the kesef and the zohav is kodesh shemayim. So he says, there's three reasons why I wouldn't accept your offer. One reason is because your idea of the soul and my idea of the soul is different. And the second reason is because your idea of a person's well-being and enjoyment is completely different than mine. Because for me, the enjoyment of Torah by far outweighs any kind of enjoyment the person could have from spending money, from consuming money. So that's two. And three, he says, intrinsic in the creation is the objective of the Zohar and the Kesef. And what is the objective? What is its real objective? Its real objective is Liya Kesef, Liya Zohar, Kvod Shemayim. So it's interesting, the Gemara, that's why the Gemara Nidah brings that pasuk. Because that Eliyavakesh Rachman Mimisha Osha Shalom Shenema Liya Kesef Liyazov. See, what it means is the Pasuk Liya Kesef Liyazov, I just want to explain it. It means two things. Liya Kesef Liyazov means in Chagai, the Pasuk is saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring all the money to the Mikdash. Why? Because Liya Kesef Liyazov. It means to say that the Hashgacha will bring the Kesef and Zohar to its rightful place, which is the Mikdash. See, you understand what I mean? What it means is, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I will give the Kesef and the Zohar its true existence. What is its true existence? Its true existence is Kvod Shemayim. So the Pasuk, that's why they quote this Pasuk. Because the question that we asked was, how could a person that's mispalel for Osher be under the Hashgacha? I mean, that's a nonsense. It means a person lives in the world of fantasy and he's not on any kind of a level. I mean, he's on a level of every person that is Chemdas Amama. I mean, so why should he be under the Hashgacha? So the answer is that's true. That's true. And the advice that Rabbi Shimon Hananya gave them was that I can answer your question in a specific way. He taught them what the value of Ashiris is, that basically in terms of the individual's fantasy of Ashiris, that's simply imagination. That's pure imagination. But there is a value, and the value is the objective of Kesef and Zohar should find its rightful objective, and that's Kvod Shemayim. And if they're mispalel for that, then they're nana. That's the only hashgacha of Ashiris. Otherwise, Ashiris apparently doesn't come under the specific hashgacha that is generated by the individual's worth, you see, by the individual. Other hashgacha, that's other cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not an area of advice. But advice is how to attain the hashgacha that is rightfully in individuals. So that Ashgacha is only possible. That advice is only possible if the individual has the correct idea of Kesef Zav. If he doesn't, he can't be under that Ashgacha. He can become wealthy. That happens, for natural causes, chance, many causes. That's Yabba ben Hassan. But the advice that he gave is the advice of the Ashgacha is only if the individual has the correct idea of the Kesef Zav and is not lured by the fantasy and the imagination. Leah Kesef Leah Zav. That means basically the Masechet Avos. It means he has the correct idea of the essence of man, which is his soul, number one. And two, he realizes that there's nothing that compares in terms of a person's happiness, his enjoyment, the real thrill of an individual attains from life. But that's only in Chachmas HaTorah, and it's not from the pursuit of the imagination. That's the second thing. And the third thing is that he has to have an appreciation for an abstract concept. And that's already a higher level. A higher level person has a certain enjoyment when a thing is used according to its proper way. It's a difficult idea to get across, but that's the concept of liyah kesef liyazah, which means that a chacham enjoys when he sees that the bria is functioning according to its intended way. That's liyah kesef liyazah, where a thing finds its rightful objective. In other words, where a thing is realized, the realization of the thing finds its rightful place. That gives a chacham satisfaction. It's an objective satisfaction. It has nothing to do with him. But it is a satisfaction that a chacham perceives. Satisfaction that a chacham has. It's a different kind of it's not something that a person, the hamonam, could perceive. I mean, what exactly that is. I mean, it's a high level individual. But that's what the pasuk is saying. Liyah kesef liyah zav means that the person has an appreciation for a thing finding its rightful place in existence the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that it should exist. That is a certain enjoyment, a certain appreciation, you see. Okay, that's what Chazal is a pasuk. Okay. Yeah.
How in a person's life does the Kesef Zav function for Kvod Shemayim?
For Kvod Shemayim, if he uses it properly. It functions for Kvod Shemayim. If he uses it for Torah, for its proper purpose, like the Rambam says, that's the brachas that he uses it. I mean, like Rav Yehuda Nasi was a very, very wealthy man, and what he says is Golui v'yadua lefonecha shalona nesi ke'etz paktana shalvi. He said it means that for him the Kesef Zav is one of the wealthiest people in the door, and for him he had no personal enjoyment out of it. What did he use it for? He uses it for Kvod Shemayim, for different things, but not for his personal imagination. That's there is a true objective. I mean, like by Avraham Avinu, by God Lo Shemecha Vayei Brocha, his gedula. I mean, the gedula of the Avos was a gedula which was a Kvod Shemayim. I mean, okay. That's what Chazal is saying. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. True. I mean, there's no question about it. Gemara says, "Bani Chaim is oni is lav beschusat al yimelsa ela b'mazla." So there, the Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara seems to say that it's tali in mazel. Mazel means it's Mazel means it's just chance. It's just chance. But the truth of the matter is they're not tied to the sasri. They're not contradictory. And because it is true, but it is also true that through tefillah, a person can be under the ashgacha in terms of advice. It is true what the Gemara says in Nida, that even though in general it's totally b'mazlah, and sometimes you can't change that, but if you're asking advice, advice has to be in the framework of what's possible. What's possible is that that tefillah can place a person under a separate ashgacha. That is a possibility. It's not a tatar disaster. But in general, it's lav b'schus atali milsa b'mazla. That's true. It's in general, without tefillah, it's totally in mazla. And of course, it doesn't mean if a person is just crazy that he's going to have mazla. And mazla comes about through certain situations. But those are the other chazal that I mentioned. Chazal say that if a person is a chacham, will become an usher. Those divrei chazal doesn't mean if a person is a chacham, every chacham becomes an usher. It means that then he's in the realm of the mazal of ashiris. He's in the realm of the mazal of ashiris. Because there's a natural law. Yehadis doesn't deny the natural law. But at the same time, there is such a thing as ashgacha that a person can attain. And that's the advice that he gave. It's not a tatar disaster. I mean, we recognize the laws of nature and the general laws of chance. And what is the best way for a person to avail himself of that system? And that's what Chazal say, that a person that's is a selfless asher. Doesn't mean everybody that's a chacham is going to become wealthy. It means that if he has deo, his chances are greater because opportunities arise and he sees the opportunity and he grabs it. So if he has no deo, it's simply not going to help. But that's the normal path. I mean the normal path. There is a normal course, but there is also a special ashgacha of tefillah. Of Yispalo, Lamish, and Achasim Shalom, I mean, there is a special Ashgacha of Tefillah. The two are not tied to the Sasri. Two are not there. There are two systems there. Two systems that exist in God's world. One system is the laws of chance, and of course, Chazal say that a person, a Chacham, should avail himself of both systems. I mean, a Chacham should avail himself of both systems. There's a system which is based on simply on yarba, the gisa that the grot takes out, on yarba b'schara. I mean, the only thing is that he has to realize that if he's marba b'schara, I mean, he's removing himself from another system. Can't have, it's not possible for an individual to have everything. That a person has to recognize. Yarba b'schara, yeah, he's placing himself under the world of chance. And if he's a chacham, so then he's increasing his chances, and if the opportunity arises, he'll be able to take advantage of it. If he's a shaita, he's a fool, he'll never be able to do it. But that's a different system. That wasn't the advice. If that were the advice, so then it wouldn't say Yispalo Misha and Achasim Shalom. That's what the Gros took it out, because it's tied to the Sasri. That's good advice under a different system. But there are many chazal that have advice under that system. Of course, that is a system. But this is a different system that they were seeking, the advice that they were asking was based on a different system. Okay. Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, the opportunities. That's what it means. That's correct. If he lives a short life and he can be a chacham, live a short life, it will never happen. Exactly. But it means to say that there are opportunities in life. And if a person is a chacham, so take advantage of the opportunity.
At least they exist.
That's what it means. That's correct. That's a system of natural law. I mean, that's lav b'schus italian milsel of a mazla. But there is a special ashgacha of tefillah. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Moed Katan seems to bear that out. Because the Gemara says, Bani Chayim Mazoni, is lav b'schus atal yimilso, ela b'mazla. So, and it talks about different tzaddikim that one lived in 92, and he wasn't as great, and he wasn't as great as the one that died at 42, the Bayan Rabba Ravida. So what does it mean? So it means that there is a law, there is a general law, but that general law, even people that have schusim still fall under the general law. That's God determines. But there is also a schus of tefillah, which is a separate kind of a schus. Because you see, it says, Chazal Gemara says, it was followed for the Ashiras of Rav Chisda, and he got it. So you see that tefillah is a separate kind of a dimension. It's a separate kind of a thing. Tefillah is a separate kind of thing. But for tefillah, in order for the tefillah to be effective, in order for tefillah to really be effective, it has to be based upon the proper ideas. That's a different kind of a thing. So the yes. Till Yisrael. That's right. Aim as Yisrael. As a whole, we're under the Ashgacha. That's what it means.
Even without prayer?
Yes. There is a special Ashgacha of Klal Yisrael. That's correct. Special Ashgacha of Klal Yisrael. Maybe I'll take that first. All right. Raise the question. One of the things they asked them, was pertaining to that area. It says that they asked Rishu Ben Hananya, three Divrei Agada. So one of the things they asked him was like this. So hard kasha. It says, Kosov Echor Omer, Ki lo yisa funim v'lo yikach shochad. The Ben Shalom is not nasi panim. He's 100% fair and just, and he doesn't show any favoritism. And the Kosov Echor Omer, Yisod Hashem Ponav Eilecha. So Yisod Hashem Ponav Eilecha implies that he's no seponim to Klal Yisrael. Tesfos says nothing to Lashem, because it doesn't say Yisod Hashem Ponecha, it says Yisod Hashem Ponav Eilecha. But Chazal interpreted to mean Yisod Hashem Ponav Eilecha, that he shows favoritism to Klal Yisrael. So that was one of the questions they asked him. They said, how could it be that on the one hand, God is just, and justice means there's no nesias panim? Nesias panim means when you're chotech the din, not based upon what the litigants deserve, but based upon who they are. That's called nesias panim. Okay? That means, if one is a dayan and he takes into consideration who the litigants are, that's nesias panim. This person is an important individual. I have to listen a little more carefully to what he has to say than the other person. And that's called nesias panim. That's a human trait. That's a human trait. But by God, that trait does not exist. There's no such thing. Ki lo yisa panim means there is no, the imperfection of man. Because, which is man's midah is imperfect, and he can't help it. But when he sees an individual, he has to be nosed upon him. He's a very important person. Can't treat him the same as another. But by the Borei Olam, when we say midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's a borrowed phrase. I mean, God doesn't have any midos, doesn't have any traits, but we use the expression, you see, as a borrowed expression because of the fact that our minds can't comprehend the Borei Olam. So we use that expression. But in the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing like that is to be found. When we analyze what God does, if we have knowledge of what God does, there is no partiality. No partiality. In other words, God, it doesn't make any difference who the individual is. So of course, that goes without saying that everybody understands that it doesn't make any difference if the individual is wealthy or if he's poor, if he's prominent or if he's not prominent. But even Klal Yisrael, their people have a different feeling about it. Their people feel Klal Yisrael is different. We're special. So if we have a din before God, we deserve some kind of a special treatment. Because we're Klal Yisrael, okay? Pesukim, B'nei Bechar Yisrael. But the Pasuk says, no, not true. Ki lo yisafonim. that no difference. What we are, in other words, in terms of who we are, plays no role in the Mishpat Hashem, in God's judgment. So that's Kila Yisafonim. It doesn't make any difference. It could be Klal Yisrael. Doesn't matter. Biggest Tzaddik, doesn't matter. So they asked and they said, but it says Yisod Hashem Panav Elecha. So that implies that we do have some kind of favored position or some kind of a benefit because we're called Yisrael. So we answered them as follows. He said, Kan Kodem Gzadin, Kan La'acha Gzadin. Okay. In other words, Li'acha Gzadin, after the din, there's no favorites. That's it. The judgment is according to what we deserve. What we are plays no role at all. But Kodem Gzadin, there it does play a role. There it does play a role. Kodem Gzadin. I mean, so the question is, the whole point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaMishpat. And the Melech HaMishpat is known as Siyas Panim. There's no favor. Once there's favorites, that's a bus of a dumb. Bus of a dumb can't overcome his emotions. But there's no such thing. So I mean, so what difference does it make Kodem Gzadin, Lachar Gzadin? I mean, what's the difference?
It's worse.
What's the difference?
Then there's the essential din.
That's right. Kodem Gzadin is just that's Midas Melech Bus of a Dumb. The recognition takes place before Gzadin.
Yeah,
that's exactly the point.
What shot
in
Kodem
execution?
Yeah, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't say anything. What Kodem Gzadin is Rachman. Let's see. It's interesting. But Tosfos elaborates on it a little bit. So Tosfos says like this. Tosfos is interesting. Tosfos Tamar. The Peperik Mishem Meso in Brachas, the Gemara says, Ka'omar, Amru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Asharis said before God, Ribbono Shel Olam. Kosev B'saroscho Asher Lo Yisafonim. Mipnei Ma'ata Nosei Panim LeYisrael. So the Malachi Asharis says, so how could you violate that? Amar Lahem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Lo Esa Panim LeYisrael. I shouldn't be nosed upon him to the Jews. Ani amarti v'ochalto v'savoto uverachto. V'heim medakta kimat kebeitza. Stranger. All right. So it means to say that the pasuk says v'ochalto v'savoto uverachto. So it's only if you have sviya. But they're medakta that even on a kebeitza they bench. Okay. Mashma shemachalek bein ovde kochovim li Yisrael. So it's mashma from that Gemara that God is machalek between ovde kochovim and Yisrael. So he says. So you see, it's two different Gemaras. Sos rezuzu va'al mailo mishani ki hocha. Why doesn't it come over there? Answer like over here. Kan kodem gzadin, kan lachar gzadin. Oh hocha kahasam. Oh, why doesn't he answer over here like the Gemara says over there? Brachas. Now, what do you mean, lo asapam Yisrael? The v'chaltos v'tavrachta on them, even kibetza, that everybody benches. Today, you bench, and the rabbanon, you bench, even on a kibetza. Okay. So anyways, so it's like this. So Tosfos answers. He says, v'yesh loma. De lo'olam shinuya d'hocheka, Tosfos says. So you have to know, chacham has to know where to go. Could have gone either way. Says, no. He says, the shinui over here is Iker. This Gemara is the main answer. Kan kodem gzadin, kan la'acha gzadin. Okay? He says like this. Ukra d'oma lo yisaponim, that pasuk that says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not nosei ponim, mairi bein b'yisroel bein bov de'kachofim. Everybody. By ov de kochovim, however, even kodem gzardin, there's no nesias ponim. Shezeu kava mishpat, because this is the line of justice, and the line of justice can't be broken. Uli Yisrael la'achak zardin, but by the Jews la'achak zardin, he is not nosei panim, and is the kava mishpat can't be broken. Mishpat is mishpat. But aval hu nichnas lahem li Yisrael lifnim mishuras adin v'nosei lohem panim kodem gzardin. However, with Klal Yisrael before gzardin, he is nosei panim. Kedesh mashma hacha mikra diyisar Hashem panav elecha. What they said was, the question that the Malachi Asharis asked was, why is God nosei panim to Klal Yisrael before the Gzardin as opposed to the Ovdei Kochavim? That's Nesias Panim. And how is that possible? So the Heshiv lo esa lahem panim. So God answered that guy. How could I not be nosei panim? I mean, they bench on a kibbutzah, and God only instructed Klal Yisrael to bench on the chalta v'sata v'arach on Tzviya. Yeah. So that's the Heshiv's answer. But the question, of course, is the question remains. I mean, the question remains. I mean, lo yisaponim means it's not just. So why is it more just if it's kodim zaden? And what does v'chalta v'tzvata v'racht have to do with it? I mean, so they're machmer, so they bench even on a kibbutz. Yeah. There are limitations on tshuva also. Even tshuva has limitations, but tshuva is a different parasha. Here we're not talking about tshuva. We're talking about the idea of the melech hamishpat. Yeah. Apparently to the tzibur, Yisrael Hashem is Klal Yisrael. That's why, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Eich lo es upon Yisrael, because they're machmer even on a kibbutz. Yeah. So the question is, what's the difference? I mean, what's the difference? So I think perhaps the idea is like this. Like Chazal is saying it like this. You see, what does Nesias Panim mean? How will you define Nesias Panim? Nesias Panim is based, like we said before, on who you are. So in terms of Klal Yisrael, it means because we are Klal Yisrael. So we are Klal Yisrael. What does it mean because we are Klal Yisrael? So why should that make a difference? So the answer is, because we are Klal Yisrael, and we have something special about us that's necessary for the Olam, so that's why we should be treated differently. So that, the Gemara says, no, that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nosei panim. Even though we're Klal Yisrael, and our existence is necessary for the Olam, and there are many different reasons why we should continue because of who we are, but if it's not just, we won't. Lo yisaponim. That's it. Other considerations do not come into the picture. Lo yisaponim. The gzar din must be fair. The gzar din has got to be fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give a gzar din for a Russia to exist because of other considerations. If if he's a Russia, he deserves misa. That's it. The gzar din has got to be based upon what he did, not upon any other considerations of who he is. He said that the Gemara says would be unjust, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do injustice. Okay, lo yisapon. That's the gzar din. That's lach gzar din. That's an gzar din. That's lach gzar din. So on that score, we can't attain anything. Because we're Klal Yisrael, and because we're special, because we have something special to offer, it will not override the Kav HaMishpat. The Kav HaMishpat is justice, and we get what we deserve, just like every other nation on the face of the earth. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges. That's Lo Yisaponim. But with regard to Kodem Gzar Din, Kodem Gzar Din, what? That's what I'm trying to explain. What is Kodem Gzar Din? What is Kodem Gzar Din? Kodem Gzar Din apparently is different. What is Kodem Gzar Din? Kodem Gzar Din means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, in God's justice, in God's system of justice, he gives a person a time to play around, so to speak. You see, he goes this way, he goes that way. It's not the before you come to the to before you come for judgment is a trip. There's a distance there. So a person goes this way, goes that way. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just wipe him out the minute he goes off the track. He gives him a chance, time. He gives him a certain allotment of time where he grapples. He has an opportunity to grapple this way, that way. And then, but he can't go on like that indefinitely. I mean, there's a time where there's a gvul. That's it. Now it's time for judgment. Okay? But a person has a certain amount of time that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him in this world. That's what we say, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is done every year. A person has a, in general terms, a person has a year's time. A year, God gives him a certain amount of time to do battle with the Yetzer, with the instinctual part of his makeup. And then after a while, he has to come to judgment. He's bowled in. So in that area, the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael is different. That even though justice dictates that you have X amount of time, that's true, and God goes according to justice, but with Klal Yisrael, it's different. There's something extra. We can't say, I mean, what that extra is, but it means that he gives him an extra chance. It's a longer trip to the Beis HaMishpat. It's a longer trip for Klal Yisrael, so to speak, than it is for the Umos Olam. I have more of a chance. Yeah.
We also
Now we don't know what that means. I mean, promise won't be destroyed. Yeah, that's true. That's an avur. But it doesn't mean anything in practical terms. It means eventually, Klausel, everybody can be destroyed but two Jews. And, no one ever, that's a false thing to rely on that. Otherwise, Mordechai, and Esther would have nothing to worry about. Just say, we promise we're going to continue. You can continue in a way that we wouldn't want to know about. It could be horrible. That's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. So that we're talking about the practical. There's no guarantee that we will continue. Will there be a Klal Yisrael? Yeah, but let's talk about the important thing is the Klal Yisrael we have now. Klal Yisrael we have now, right in front of us, doesn't that haftacha has nothing to do with the Klal Yisrael that's in front of us. Okay? So us, Klal Yisrael today. So you can't put any stock in the say any comfort in the haftacha. The haftacha is not gonna help you. Okay. So
Rabbi?
Yes.
Why is that justice for God to give Klal Yisrael extra time?
I know, I realize that. I'm trying to travel towards that answer. Okay. I need a little extra time. So the thing is that so apparently, insofar as the extra time is concerned, I mean, time doesn't mean only time. I'm just using the phrase. It means a lot of things could happen. A lot of things. It could be Chesed Hashem. Certain things could happen. Can make Klal Yisrael wake up. Can give them a different assistance in their struggle. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen till the Mishpat. That's what Chazal say. So yeah, why? Because it says Eich lo esef or lo esafonim. Because of Birchas Hamazon. What does it mean? It means many halachas. Many halachas. Can't be a general reference to halachas.
Yeah.
What I think it means is like this. That the Ochalto v'Sovoto v'Rachto is an interesting pasuk. What does it mean? It means that God is not Machayev the individual, Klal Yisrael, in Shevach V'Odah until they sense the actual Sviya. You're not Machayev. Klal Yisrael is not Machayev. Of course, is it right to be meshabeh? Yeah, meshabeh Kadosh Baruch every minute. That's what we say in Nishmas Kol Chai. It can never be meshabeh enough. But in practical terms, in Niyug Ha'olam, in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu institutes his Niyug Ha'olam, the person is not mechuyev to be meshabeach until he experiences the satiety, until he's satiated. When he's satiated, then then there's a demand on him. He's satiated, v'chalta v'savata, you're satiated, v'rachta. So that's what the Torah is mechayev. So apparently the Torah is mechayev a person in general. I'm not talking about tzaddikim. I'm a regular person. Regular person, the Torah is not mechayev him to be meshabeach. I mean, he had breakfast, yeah, but it wasn't sviya. It wasn't sviya. And the only time he's chayev is when he feels a certain good sense of satisfaction. V'chalta v'savata. Then you're mechayev in sviya. So the Torah was tola shvacha shel makom in the derech niyug ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect that the person should be mishabeach him unless he really experiences sviya. You see, but it says, but they were makabel upon themselves even kibetza. So what does it mean? So it means, so why kibetza? I mean, so if the Torah is not mechayev you more than sviya, so why, what right do you have to assume upon yourself kibetza? I mean, who told you a machma like that? But the answer is, and if that's the case, so what do you need kibetza? But the answer is like this. The answer is what it's saying is that Klal Yisrael is Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever there's an association to the idea, you see. In other words, in a kibetza, when a person eats a kibetza, it's true he didn't experience the sviya. But what it means is that now he has to think about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zonu Mefanes, Ki Zonu Mefanes Lakol. So even though he didn't experience the physical satiation, but the idea of satiation and sustenance was brought to his mind, so he's Meshabeach. That's what it means. So that's what the answer was to the Malachi Asheretz. Eich lo esafonim liYisrael, because they not only are they meshabeach the way God required them to when they experience the physical sensation, the actuality of sviya, but even when the idea of sviya, of zon umafarnes comes into their mind, their Meshabeach. So you see that they're different than the Umos Ha'olam because they're not contingent on the instinctual element to kick in order to be Meshabeach. So, but they move in advance. They're Meshabeach, Yuzonim Fasakol, because when they eat a kibetza, so it brings into the frame of their minds, the frame of reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zonam Fasakol, so they're right away Meshabeach. So that's a special quality. That's a special Ubah. That's different. That's a different kind of people and different kind of existence. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered to Malach HaShar. Says, how could I not be Nosepan? Because you see, they're different than the Umos Ha'olam. The Umos Ha'olam only if they could understand the idea of Sviya. That when they're satiated, then okay, you have to do Levarach Kadosh Baruch. But Klal Yisrael went beyond that. If Klal Yisrael didn't go beyond that, so then apparently we wouldn't be deserving of anything extra. Why? Because we received the Torah, so we're fortunate. So v'chaltos v'atarachim kind of mitzvah. But Yom HaSalom didn't, so they're done differently. They need them differently. But we went beyond that. It means that as an ummah, we went beyond the necessity of having the instinctual awaken us, the satisfaction awaken us to Shvach HaShemakom. But simply being in the presence of a Maisa Achila Shel Kibetza, which brings to mind Ki Hu Zonu Mefanes Lakol, so we're immediately Meshabeach. That's what the that was the answer to the Malach HaShoreis. So you'll ask me a question. So if that's the case, so what difference does it make? Kodem Gzera and Liach Gzera. So Liach Gzera also. Apparently Liach Gzera doesn't work. It's an interesting thing. That's what Tosfos is saying. That this Gemara is the Iker. Iker is the Gemara and Nida. Why? Because justice, the fact that you have these qualities is very nice. But the fact is right now the Kava Mishpat is based upon what you did. And what you did, you don't deserve it. When we say the Kava Mishpat, we mean to include a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the whole person. But the element, the fact that he has that Klal Yisrael has that additional element will not help him, will not help Klal Yisrael with regard to the verdict and the justice. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they have that unique ability, because they have that uniqueness, and they are different, so that's why, even though they don't deserve it, but they have a certain potential, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a benefit because of the potential. You see, in other words, like this. What it means is like this. That insofar as Mishpat, the verdict, is concerned, La'ach HaGzar Din, that would be unjust. Because these people are different. But that justice demands they get what they deserve, just like anybody else. And there's no difference. There's virtually no difference. Goyim Yisraelim, exactly the same. La'yis upon him. But before the Gzar Din, because they could bring out certain things, because of their level, they could bring out certain things to the world, so their HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a Nesias Panim. He gives them a Nesias Panim. It's an interesting thing. He gives them a Nesias Panim. In terms of the Mishpat itself, that there's no place for Nesias Panim, because Mishpat is Mishpat. But in terms of the opportunities, even though justice demands you have fixed amount of opportunities, and now you should be brought to justice, because they're a different kind on a different level, and they have a potential to bring out a whole different world of reality that's beyond the physical, because they're in a different realm, because of that potential that they have, so they're given an extra Nesias Panim, an extra chance to come beyond what they would be entitled to. It's an interesting thing. That's what Chazal is saying. In terms of justice, there's no way. Because Nesias Panim is not justice. So no matter who you are, the biggest tzaddik doesn't matter. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaMishpat, and he will not sustain a Rasha. If a person is a Rasha, he will not sustain him if he doesn't deserve it, no matter what kind of potential he has, no matter what he could do, no matter what he could bring to the world. But the Mishpat is fixed, and that's it. But before the justice, if he only really, according to justice, he should only have X amount of opportunities, because he has an additional dimension, and that additional dimension can bring to the world a whole different existence. So because of that, there is Nesias. He is given an extra opportunity. That's what Chazal was saying. Yes. It means he's not brought to justice as quickly. He's given an opportunity well, I would say tshuva. Everything's tshuva. I mean, an opportunity to perfect himself before the judgment. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So it's an interesting thing. But what do we learn from this? We learn from this. This, I think, is really explains the Gemara and Shabbos about Hillel. That Hillel saw that guy, and the guy said to Hillel, "Tell me, Kol HaTorah Kulo Regel Achas." So Hillel told him, and he's Megayram. He wants his Megayram, even though he wasn't Mekabel the mitzvahs. So I said, why? So I said, because Rashi, I believe, says, because he saw in him that he's going to Mekabel. He saw he's going to Mekabel. So the thing is that we learn from Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ma'afato. So apparently, I mean, we too have to on our level. I mean, insofar as it's possible, insofar as we can, our weak understanding of justice. But man also has to meet our justice. I mean, if a Rebbe is a Rebbe in a yeshiva and he's teaching Talmidim, he has to work with the system of justice. So even young kids, I mean, even little kids, I mean, a certain system of justice. But apparently when a person deals with other people also, he's mechuyev to apply that same kind of an idea insofar as he's capable. Namely, that if the person is evil and that's it, you have to remove him. I mean, you can't, that's it. Russia's a Russian. But if the person on the way shows that he has a special kind of a quality, so you have to have more patience. You have to give him more of an opportunity. You have to be nosei panim. There it's mutter to be nosei panim. That's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That kind of nesias panim is something that we have to emulate. That's ma'afata. That's what the Gemara is being machalik. That insofar as a person is evil when he reached the Mishpat, that's it. You can't make any difference. He has to go according to Mishpat. Even Klal Yisrael with all this chusim, but the fact is, lo yis upon him. There's no difference. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. So, but insofar as getting to the Mishpat, that's a different system of justice. That justice demands he has a certain kind of an allotment to get to that point. You see? But if you see they have a certain chus, if you see in an individual that he has a certain schus, so then ma'afata, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes in us that we have a special schus, that we're not totally in the physical, we don't have to wait until we have the physical response of svia in order to be mishabeach, but we depended completely on our appreciation of Kiyuzon HaFanas HaKol whenever the opportunity arises, because we're in the realm which brings to mind the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zonam HaFanas HaKol. So then we will Mishabeach. So we don't make our existence dependent upon the instinctual, even though at this, insofar as this is concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't demand more of us. So we have that quality. So that quality demands a nesias ponim insofar as getting to the mishpat. So it's not just that the Gemara is explaining the yisod Hashem ponav elecho insofar as midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it has practical relevance as well. And so far as we are concerned, that's the whole idea ma'afata yisod nedos. Which means that we also, in our lives, we have to look into, you see, sometimes a person is an individual that has certain qualities, so you can't just allot him the amount of time that you consider to be the just amount of time. You have to go beyond. Yeah.
Balatov, not till it comes to fruition.
No, that's true. There are a lot of chazal that fit in with the same. The same idea, but this is really the special midah of Klal Yisrael that the Malachi Asheris asked before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was the answer they received. That this midah, that they don't wait for the full satisfaction. It's not the satisfaction that brings them into the state of Shevach Vador, but the realization. So when they come across the institution which is related to that, then they're mishabeach. That's a different dimension, a different level of existence. So that level of existence demands an asiyas panim, that they only should be al pidin, the kava mishpat, they should receive a certain amount of time. But not, because they have that quality, the time is extended. Yeah.
God doesn't even look at our mice and they're like, out of this. And they're like,
you know what the big avenue is?
Yeah.
There's an Elkosh world is?
Yeah. I know, but the guy puts himself in that dangerous situation. So we look, can he back it up? Is he that, does he have backed up? But the Nesias Ponim could be that he won't put us in din. So, the same way he would put the guy.
I don't know.